Henk, was hältst du davon, wenn wir mal ein bisschen Werbung machen für unseren fantastischen Podcast Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Ja, aber was willst du denn da sagen?
Na, dass wir ein überragend guter Musikpodcast sind. Wir reden wöchentlich über die wunderbare Welt der Rockmusik, querbeet durch die Jahrzehnte und Musikgenres. Also was meinst du, machen wir einen Spot?
Aber wozu? Wir sind doch so gut. Wir brauchen doch keine Werbung. Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Überall da, wo gute Podcasts zu Hause sind.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Welcome to a new episode of Fusecast to Go. I'm here with Brandon from Counterparts.
Hey, how's it going? What's up? Are you guys good? Let me know if you're not.
No, we're sitting here in Oberhausen, and it's like next to the end of the tour, right?
Yeah. I think after today, there's tonight, and then there's three more shows, so four total, and then you go home on the 12th.
So nice. So yeah. How was tour?
Awesome. I say it on stage every night. It's not often that you get to walk in, like me especially, I get to walk into a tour when there's 22 people in the bus that we're in, and I literally had to meet two people. Like, I had to introduce myself to two people, and that was it. Everybody else I've known for years, Expire and Knock Loose are some of our like closest friends. We actually did one of our first second European tour that we did was with Landscapes, so I've known everybody for a very long time, and it's been great. It's even if like every single show could be terrible, like no one could come to any of them, but I would still have so much fun because I'm surrounded by like some of my best friends. Mm-hmm. So I had a great time. I'm excited to go home, kind of, but at the same time, if the tour got extended by 2 weeks tomorrow, I would be stoked because I get to be with all my friends for longer. So I'm cool with it.
Cool. Yeah, it's cool to meet you because I guess the first ever real hardcore show that I visited was yours in Cologne like 4 years ago
with Climates
and Light Your Anchor.
Yep. Yeah. That was actually our very first time coming to.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Coming to Europe. So there you go. You're one of the OGs.
Yeah. That's cool. I've never missed a show since.
Awesome.
I think.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, we're talking about your favorite records of 2016, because the year is already nearly over.
Yep.
What would you say is your, like, third place?
Third favorite, I would go... We had actually... It came out today, and we were all jamming it, but a lot of the songs have been out as singles for a while, but Post Malone's new record, Stony, came out today, and most people on the bus have been looking forward to it. So I woke up this morning, we went to the Christmas market, came back, and then we had like our Bluetooth speaker and we were jamming it all day. It's awesome. There's so much, there's such a wide range, I guess, you know, Post Malone, like he like draws from a bunch of different influences, which is really cool. It's not just a rap record. It's not just an R&B record. Like there's some straight up like ignorant like bangers on there, and then there's the, you know, there's songs with him just like and guitar singing, and it's really cool. And I think since I heard White Iverson a year ago or so, I've been a really big fan of him, and all like the mixtapes and stuff have been cool, but it's cool to have a full length record that you can start from the beginning, and just every single song is a banger. So like I said, I listened to it once through today, and all that, like there was only a handful of songs that we hadn't heard already, and they were better than the songs that have been out. So right off the bat, I'm just like, yep. And that was why when I talked to Neil about what the interview was going to be about, and we were talking about top three, I was like, well, I'm going to talk about Post Malone because it came out today, and I'm hyped on it. So
cool. Yeah. At the end of the year, like the third place is covered.
Exactly. Yeah. Like it literally came out like 3 hours ago or something. So
cool. Yeah, we're doing a whole podcast about our top three records of
cool.
the year.
Cool.
Yeah, now I'm still thinking about like the the third one because I can't decide between two.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's hard.
You could do four.
Yeah, I can.
No one will, you can have an honorable mention in there or something, and yeah, no one will be mad.
So now, you listen to it in the bus the whole day, everyone. So everyone's a fan here.
Well, we listened to it in like the catering room. We were all just like eating breakfast and stuff, and we just had it playing, and slowly everybody was coming in, and people would be like, "What is this?" And it's like, "Oh, it's a new Post Malone." And even Neil, like our tour manager, he's not super into like the newer like hip hop stuff, like Young Thug, like all that, like a Race Drummer, like that kind of stuff. But even Post Malone, like he was vibing it. He was feeling it. So it's good. It's really easy to listen to. The songs are super catchy and he's got a really good voice. And yeah, I back him real hard. He's really cool.
Cool. Now it's cool that you're mentioning something completely different that's out of our fused cosmos, as we always say.
Yeah, yeah. My other two for this year, one of them's in the same realm and the other one's completely not. So it'll be cool. I hope people can, if they haven't heard of it, people that like our band can be like, "Oh, well, it's cool. You know, it's not the same type of music that we play by any means, but it would be tight if people check it out and just are open to new genres, because I love that. I listen to a whole bunch of different kind of music, and listening to one genre every day of your life, I feel like that would get exhausting. If you can do that and you love it, then feel free. That's your right. You can jam whatever you want. But for me, I like to mix it up. You know, I don't like to, if I'm going to bed and I want to listen to some like chill out music, I'm probably not going to put on like Knock Loose, you know what I mean? But
yeah. And I think it's easier to go from like your music to hip hop than hip hop or indie stuff. I couldn't listen to like charts pop.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. See, I love that. I'm a huge fan of pop. Like, I mean, there's gotta be some sort of substance to it, but for the most part, like I find that I'm listening to a lot more pop and indie and like pop indie and like maybe hip hop and stuff like that than I am heavy music. But I think that also comes from just the fact that when I'm on tour, like I literally can't escape heavy music. Like I'm around it every single day, all day. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, we get in at 3, we sound check, and then all the other bands sound check, and then doors are open, and then there's 4 bands and we play. It's just like, I want to listen to some guy singing, sounding sad, or I want to listen to Carly Rae Jepsen or something. I've had a heavy fix, you know, but.
Have you ever visited a pop concert?
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 I've been to a bunch. I like, 2 weeks before we came here, I went and saw the 1975 in Toronto.
Oh yeah. I'm going to see them in February.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my number one, like spoiler alert. That's my number one favorite album this year, obviously. But yeah. And it's definitely a different vibe. I think when we go to heavy shows, we kind of gauge how well the show went based on crowd interaction. If, you know, and in my mind, I'm like, if we play a show and people are losing it and like jumping on top of each other and singing along, I'm like, okay, well that was an awesome show. But if you, when you go to pop shows or something, or like I went and saw Drake like last summer, obviously it's not like that. But then you have to think like, okay, well then what makes a good pop show? Like what makes it different? Because clearly there's barricades. Like you're not going to get on stage and like stage dive for the 1975. But,
not.
So then you, yeah, right. Like I might, depends how much Jameson I'm fed before I do it, but like I might, but you know what I mean? You have to, it sort of changes the way you look at what makes a good show. And it will make me reflect on shows where I'll think back and go, yeah, a lot of people weren't really moving. Like there wasn't a lot of movement during the show, but I look out and I see people singing along. Mm-hmm. And I think it brings you down to earth a little bit more and makes you realize, okay, the show was good. It may not have been crazy, but the show was still very good. And like a lot of people enjoyed themselves. And that's, with this tour especially, that's sort of what my vibe is. I'm just trying to say, like I say on stage every night, I'm like, I don't care what you do during our set. You can stand still, you can be on your phone, I don't care. But when you leave, I want you to feel like you spent money on a ticket and you got something out of it. Mm-hmm. So even if you hate our band and you're outside smoking for our band, like that's fine. Did you have fun watching the other bands? Yes, okay, then you had a good night and so did I.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Yeah, I've been to a Justin Timberlake concert.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. Yeah,
and that was fun because everyone, I had a seated place.
Yeah, yeah.
But everyone was just standing and dancing.
Yep.
And yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun.
Yeah, it definitely, it changes your, when you know, because I probably go to, like, in, like being on tour, I go to, like, I don't know, maybe like 150 some odd hardcore metalcore shows a year. So it's cool to see it from a different vibe and be like, well, if what I think makes a good show happened at this show, the show would probably get shut down because people don't know how to deal with it. And then it makes our world that we're in a little bit more special, I think, and like personable, if that makes sense. So
cool. Now on to your second place.
Number
What's
two,
your second place?
Laugh Tracks, Knock Loose. That'll take it. They're literally like going back to heavy music. They are my favorite current heavy band, and they're somewhat like those guys are some of our best friends. And the record, and I've been a fan since the EPs and the split and stuff like that. And we've all been massive fans of the band. And then when they told me that they were going to do a full length with Will Putney, who we record with, or like we did the last two with anyway, I was so stoked because I know that Will is an amazing producer. Everybody at the studio, like Will, Randy, Steve, all of them, they're all great. And that vibe when you're there is unbelievable. I recommend like any band, if you're in America or can get there and are looking to do a record, like Will's my favorite person that I've ever worked with. But yeah, the record's great. It's unbelievably heavy. It's super catchy, which you see it every night when they play, like kids go nuts and they know every single word. And it's awesome. They're extremely tight. They've only gotten better since we've toured with them the first time. Like now I see them and it's just like, man, they've tightened up. They've worked out like little kinks and stuff, and they're absolutely smashing it to the point where like I don't want to play after them some nights because I'm just like, how the hell are we gonna top that? And I think when they go on tours now and they have headliners like sweating. They have headliners being like, damn dude, I don't know if we're gonna top this. This is, you know, their set was crazy and we have to follow that, and especially bands that play directly after, I'm like, shit, I never wanna have that. I would rather just be like, no, you guys are headlining every night because their sets are absolutely insane. But yeah, like it's no secret, I'm just like a huge fan of metalcore. And Knock Loose new record is awesome. It's amazing. Like seriously. And yeah, and what I like about it is that a criticism that I think a lot of people throw their way is the whole, like, it's a lot of breakdowns, it's a lot of mosh parts and stuff like that. But for me, in my mind, I'm like, well, yeah, that's what they wanted.
Yeah.
You know, they're not trying to make this groundbreaking technical, this has never been done before. Like they've never once said that. They know what they like and they want to play it. And they're some of the nicest people. They're, you know, we tour with other bands and it hasn't happened too much, but we've been out with bands that have like a cool vibe because people have sort of been blowing smoke up their ass being like, you guys are amazing and stuff, but Knock Loose take it. And you know, it they're very humble about their success. And
they're pretty young, right?
Yeah. And one, like, that's the other 20, thing too,
21,
is
21, 22.
Yeah, Isaac, the guitar player, is actually like my little brother's age. He's 19. The rest of them are like 20-ish. But yeah, and I see a lot of when we were first touring the U.S. like back when I was 20, 19. I see a lot of us in them, and I think the mindset's very similar and. It's just great. But yeah, definitely, like, they've got bands that play after them sweating every single night because they just smash. So yeah, I can't say enough good things about them. I think that anybody that has negative things to say, I think that, honest to God, it's coming from a place of jealousy exclusively, because they see these young kids doing so well and they're like, well, I'm 30 something and my band's not doing that well, so now I'm pissed off about it. Whereas you should be stoked. You should be psyched, because maybe if they're pulling like 300 kids a night on tour in America, maybe if you're cool, like they might bring you out and then your band's playing to that many kids. You know what I mean? So I can't say enough. I will defend them forever. They're awesome. I love that band so much.
I think like many, many people today will be here for Knock Loose.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Like all of my friends are like, yeah, Knock Loose.
Yeah, yep. This whole tour has been, you know, it's been Expire smashing, and then we have our areas that we do well, but every single night it's been majority like coin flip who's gonna have the better set, Knock Loose or Expire, and then both of them smash. I mean, us and Landscapes are like, we're still having fun, but
I'm here for like, you too. So
no, thank you. But the really cool thing about it is the fact that it's knocked loose first time over here and it expires last time. So there's a very cool, you know, you're getting, because so many kids are excited to see knocked loose for the first time. So they're coming out and going nuts. And then you have expire where it's like, I'm seeing expire for the absolute last time. Like I'm never going to see them again. So I have to go wild. So that just means that the shows are, they're just nuts. So that's the only way to put it. Like kids go insane for them. And I love it. I love watching it. I love seeing my friends smash and just, you know, just ruin the venue and, you know, just open, like just absolutely smash the place. I love it. It's one of my favorite things to see. So
cool. Now on to the last.
Yep.
To the last one. As you said, 1975.
I Like It When You Sleep. That's my favorite record this year. They are literally my favorite band of all time. Anyone that like follows me on social media or anything like that, or like has at least been around me for a little bit, you'll know that how much I care about that band. I don't know what it is. I remember the first time I heard them was we were over here. We were out with Being as an Ocean and 100th here.
I've been there.
And Polar, yeah. And we were in, I want to say Munich, I think. And someone was watching the music video. And it was a music video for Girls. And I walked by and was just like, what is this? And they were like, oh, it's this UK band in 1975. And I was just like, play more. And they put on like all the singles. And I was just like, yep. And then got the first record. I got like the deluxe edition with all the EPs included and everything. And it's just, it's pop music, but it's some of the most intelligent pop music that I've ever come across, because everything is so calculated. Every single thing that they do is just, it makes sense. It's almost like they should be writing a book on how to be a good pop band, because they're, you know, they have all these elements that aren't necessarily from a pop place, like from a pop background, but they incorporate it all so well. And just the way that they market themselves and they're like press and PR, everything they do is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And they legit write the catchiest songs I've ever heard.
Yeah.
So, and the other cool thing is like from a musician standpoint, I think I've gotten... not a lot, but I've gotten a little bit of flack from people being like, oh, like you like the 1975, like they're, that's music for like 16-year-old girls. I'm like, I agree, it is. But when you approach it from our background of like a touring musician area, and like we do certain things that other people haven't even thought about, like the average person probably doesn't think about an album rollout, like how, like an album campaign. And then when I think about I Like It When You Sleep, like part of the reason why I like it so much is because of the campaign, like the entire, like the blackout, the whole, or like, or, you know, deleting all their social media and coming back with this, going from this black mm-hmm. and white aesthetic to this all pink,
white and
super pink. Colorful, yeah. You know, that'll, and like, you know, them putting out Love Me and like stirring things up and having everyone go like, what the hell's going on? They're so different. I think that whoever's in charge of that aspect of the band, like whether it's the label managers or them themselves, they're straight up geniuses. Like they are, I can't say enough good things about the band. I will legit talk, like people listening to the podcast will stop listening because, and they'll turn it off for an hour and turn it back on and I'll still be going on about the 1975. But yeah, it's amazing. Just, they're the coolest band ever. Like they're, and like, I think they're the coolest people ever. So yeah, I can't say enough about them. They're sick. They're my favorite band of all time. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, I came across them on social media, I think.
Yep.
Like for the first record, and I've been working for a uni, like a college radio stuff,
yeah, yeah.
And
yep.
There we played Chocolate.
Yep.
And
yep,
we got like letters. What is it?
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And
great. That
and it's it. I mean, you'll go out and you'll hear it. Like, but I mean, before I Like It When You Sleep was out. You know, I would just be like in the Apple store and Chocolate would come on.
Yeah.
And I'd be at a coffee shop and I'd hear Chocolate on the radio or Sex or Girls or something. And now I hear the sound a lot. Like mm-hmm. when I go out, like that seems to be the new, cause that's a like way more poppier mm-hmm. type song. It's got the driving like to bass throughout the whole thing that people want to hear. It's very dancey. But yeah, but then they can turn around and have a song like Me, which is probably my favorite 1975 song, that's so depressing, and there's just like that saxophone in there, and it's very stripped down. And then they can do, you know, they can have a song like Love Me, which sounds like In Excess, and you know, all these like 80s, these 80s bands, and it's just, they're the best. Like, mm-hmm. That's the only way to describe it. Anything that, I cannot wait for them to put out new material. I think that they're the coolest band of all time. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I like Somebody Else as well.
Somebody Else song, is awesome. Yeah,
it sounds so different because his yep. voice is a little bit deeper. And
yep, exactly. Yeah, and that's and like even like the like I'm going on and on here, but the videos alone, like when you take the Robbers music video and you put it next to the Change of Heart video, there's frames that are related from each music video. And there, like Isaac from Knock Loose was telling me something about the beginning of the Somebody Else video. There's this like weird, mm-hmm. like the, yeah, like the takes, super, like the David yeah. Lynch, like yeah. weird apartment scene. Apparently that is related to another song. I can't remember what song okay. I have to go ask him, but there's internet theories where if you play them at the same time as another song, like things line up and
okay.
Yeah, it's like everything they do is just so calculated and smart, and they're super intelligent with how they market themselves as a band, and I can't say enough good things about them. They're mm-hmm. perfect. So listen to them if you haven't yet. Everyone listening to this, they're great.
Yeah, cool. Cool. So could you name a live band of 2016, not 2006?
I mean, before I came to this, I saw the 1975, so... You want to? Okay, we'll keep going on. We'll keep going on about them.
Do it.
Their live show is amazing. The production is nuts. Like the giant LED pillars and the huge screen behind them. Like it's nuts. They've got, you know, they've got a bunch of different like additional like backing musicians on stage. They have the sax guy come out for his parts and just walk to the middle of the stage and just rip a saxophone solo. And it's like, you know, it's great. And then even going back to Knock Loose, like seeing their shows live every night, like it is a privilege. This is our second tour with them. And even when we did our headliner in April in the United States, that was like watching them every night just like puts a smile on my face. Just seeing kids go nuts and seeing it happen to the best people that I can think of. Expire every night. Like, you know, this is the last time that they're going to be in the UK and Europe. But we actually early like January next year, we're doing Japan together, and it's like a weird circle because the first time we met them was in Japan. So now we get to close, you know, the last time we tour with Expire will be in Japan, and watching that band, you know, watching them smash every night and knowing full well that it's going to come to an end, like come January, like January 30th, I'm not going to see that band play live again. And they've been one of my favorite hardcore bands since I heard, you know, like the early, like the demo and stuff. I've always loved that band. And it's weird now that I'm such good friends with them because I was crazy about them too. I'm trying to think of other bands that I haven't mentioned that I've seen this year. I saw The Used this mm-hmm. year. That was, I went and saw them. They did the 15-year anniversary tour for, like their 15-year anniversary where they played the self-titled and In Love and Death front to back two nights in a row. So I went and saw that in New York City, and then I saw it in Toronto as well. And like I went to New York for my like 25th birthday. Like that's what I did for my birthday. Because before I heard the 1975, The Used self-titled was my favorite album of all time. So I obviously went, and it was unbelievable. I'd only seen them once before that. I think it was 2005, 2006 maybe. No, 2005, I went and saw them. I don't remember the year, but I remember the tour. It was The Used, Under Oath, Alexis on Fire.
Great.
And I went to that in Toronto, and that was unbelievable. And it was all, The Used had just put out In Love and Death, Under Oath put out, like They're Only Chasing Safety, had only been out for a little while, and Alexis on Fire just put out Watch Out. Mm-hmm. So that show was unbelievable. But seeing them, you know, almost 15 years later, sorry, 10 years later, and they're still just as good, and they're perfect in their production budget, like even the lights, it was an awesome experience for sure to just see that and be like, okay, saw my favorite record front to back. I saw songs I never would have thought I would hear live, and it was really cool.
Cool. So 2016 was a good year for you.
It was and it wasn't. This year's been pretty terrible for, I think, everybody. There's just been a lot of a lot of miserable things happening. But when I think, you know, there was a lot of good too, and I think that's like any year that I've been alive. It's been, you know, there is good and bad. Always, you have to just take it as it comes. And but yeah, overall, I haven't been too miserable this year. I've been doing okay. I'm doing a lot better than 2015, I would say. So yeah, it's been a decent year. It's been passable. You know, I'm doing all right. So
cool.
Cool.
Now, when's your new record coming out?
we're gonna record early, like early next year. So I'm trying to think if it's really dependent on Pure Noise. If they think that they can get it out for summer, like for whatever summer tour that we end up on, that would be awesome. But I think it's probably more realistic to just say that it's gonna come out fall of next year. But if it comes, so I'll go with fall, and then if it comes out earlier, like, there you go, you didn't have to wait as long. So we're doing that early in the new year. I'm really excited for it. I'm looking forward to the way things in the band are now. The dynamic is obviously different with different members, but I'm very excited to see how, you know, how we all come together to create something. So cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm stoked.
I'm probably, hopefully, doing the review.
Yeah, awesome.
Boss,
yeah,
listen to me.
Yeah, yeah, quite, yeah. There you go. I know you won't lie about it. If it's terrible, just let everybody know it sucks and not even bother. But if it's good, check it out.
Cool. Then thank you a lot.
No problem. Thank you.
Auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Henk, was hältst du davon, wenn wir mal ein bisschen Werbung machen für unseren fantastischen Podcast Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Ja, aber was willst du denn da sagen?
Na, dass wir ein überragend guter Musikpodcast sind. Wir reden wöchentlich über die wunderbare Welt der Rockmusik, querbeet durch die Jahrzehnte und Musikgenres. Also was meinst du, machen wir einen Spot?
Ja, aber wozu? Wir sind doch so gut. Wir brauchen doch keine Werbung. Was mit Rock und Vinyl?
Überall da, wo gute Podcasts zu Hause sind.
Ich habe mich natürlich schockverliebt, weil die war wirklich ganz, ganz klein.
So begann die Mensch-Hund-Beziehung zwischen Christina und Tierschutzhund Frieda. Und wie es danach, nach dem ersten Moment der Verliebtheit, so weiterging und welche Klippen es danach zu umschiffen galt, das hört ihr in der neuen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog, dem Podcast für harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehungen.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.